We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
On the Eagles Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is the EWU Basketball Coaches Show with Shante Leggins and Wendy Schuler. Brought to you by Coors Light. Whatever your mountain, climb on. Gus Johnson Ford, Northern Quest Resort and Casino, the place where Eagles fans love to stay and play. Numerica Credit Union, life moves, live well. And by Pepsi. Live from 24 Taps Burgers and Brews, here's the voice of the Eagles, Larry Weir.
And welcome here to 24 Taps. We are here for the Eagle Basketball Coaches Show. Head coach Shante Leggins will join us in just a little while. Also, assistant men's coach Bobby Suarez is here. And we will also hear from Wendy Schuler, Eagle women's basketball coach. Had a chance to talk to her on the phone earlier today. She is recruiting today ahead of both the men and the women playing on Thursday against the University of Idaho in Moscow. The women will play at 5:30. The men will follow that game. Approximate game time, 7:30. And that means we'll be on the air at 7 o'clock on Thursday night right here as the Eagles take on Montana. When you look at the Big Sky Conference men's standings going into play this weekend, yesterday Montana defeated Portland State 85-70, so the Grizzlies are on top of the conference at 5-1. Only two other teams have lost one game. That would be Northern Colorado and Southern Utah. They're both at 3-1. Sacramento State, Idaho State are both 3-2. Montana State's 3-3. The Eagles are 2-2. Portland State's 2-4. Idaho 1-3. Northern Arizona 1-4. And Weber State is 1-4 heading into this weekend's games. Four games on Thursday, including the Idaho Eastern game. Also on Thursday, Sacramento State travels to Northern Colorado. Northern Arizona's at Southern Utah, and Weber State plays at Idaho State. Five games on the schedule Saturday as the Eagles go to Montana State. That'll be a 3 o'clock Pacific time start. We'll be on the air 2:30 for that ball game. Sacramento State plays at Southern Utah on Saturday afternoon. Northern Arizona visits Northern Colorado. That's also an afternoon game. And then at night, Idaho will play at Montana. Idaho State plays at Portland State. And then on Monday night, Portland State at home against Weber State. So that's how the Big Sky Conference schedule looks this week. Derek Carter-Hollinger of the University of Montana, the Big Sky Conference Men's Player of the Week last week. He had a big game against Eastern Washington, had a good game again last night against Portland State. And so Carter-Hollinger, the freshman, is the winner for the Big Sky Player of the Week. That makes three straight weeks for a player from Montana. Saeed Pridgett won it on New Year's Eve. Then Kendall Manuel won it on the first week of January, and then Carter-Hollinger wins last week. So the Eagles come into this ball game 2-2 in men's action, taking on an Idaho team that's 1-3 in the Big Sky, but an Idaho team that has lost their three conference games by a total of 6 points. So they've lost by 1 point, by 2 points, and by 3 points. Idaho coached by former Eastern player Zach Claus in his first year as the interim head coach. He played for Eastern back in the late 90s for head coach Steve Eggers. So Eastern versus Idaho coming up on Thursday night. Again, we won't have both games of the doubleheader. We'll just have the men's game on, and that game will start approximately 7:30. It'll start 30 minutes after the end of the women's game. So in all likelihood, the women's game will end somewhere between 7 and 7:15, and so that means the game will actually start probably somewhere between 7:30 and 7:45 on Thursday night. And then Saturday, the Eagles are at Montana State, and then the Eagle women will be at home against Montana State. That's a 2 o'clock start time Pacific time for that, and that is the only home game the Eagle women have during the month of January. They were home for two games there at the end of December against Weber State and Idaho State. Then they'll be home two games in early February against Sacramento State and Northern Arizona. But during the month of January, Eastern's women have just one home game, and that's Saturday against Montana State at 2 o'clock. Montana State, the preseason favorites for the women in the Big Sky Conference. They lost at home, though, in their last game to the University of Idaho on Saturday. So the Eagles will have to take on, it was on Thursday of last week. So the Eagles will take on the team that beat the favorites on Thursday on the road. Then they play the favorites, Montana State, at home on Saturday afternoon. So get your tickets in advance. Go online, goeagles.com, and click on the tickets link. All right, that's what's ahead for both the Eagle men and women this week. When we come back, men's head coach Shantae Leggins joins us on the Eagle Basketball Coaches Show. We're live at 24 Taps in downtown Spokane on the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
I'm Trevor, owner of 24 Taps Burgers and Brews. We're proud of our serious gourmet burgers. They're as tasty as it gets, anywhere. We've just added a new burger for those with a vegetarian preference. After market testing, we're introducing a serious black bean burger with a taste that'll compete with our finest burgers. You may just want to cross over. With our fresh cut fries and new ginormous baked pretzel, cold brews will taste even better. Try our new dinner choices tonight. 24 Taps Burgers and Brews, 24 North Lincoln.
Downtown has a new look, a new face, and an all-new Auto Row. Larry H. Miller invested in you, Spokane, building state-of-the-art facilities with plenty of parking to give you the biggest and best at the all-new Downtown Auto Row. With over 600 new, used, and certified pre-owned vehicles in stock and rates as low as 0% APR, why go anywhere else? Jump into the new year with great deals and great selection all in one place. Downtown Spokane, Larry H. Miller Dealerships, driven by you.
A ranger station.
I'd like to report a bear hug.
Okay.
I put out my campfire and Smokey Bear hugged me.
So you drowned the fire, you stirred it, drowned it again, and felt that it was cold?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but he's just letting you know you did good.
Bear hug from Smokey Bear. Status update.
I'm gonna let you go now.
There are many ways to start a fire, but one sure way to put it out. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service Ad Council and your state forester.
Yolk's Fresh Market is a family business.
It means I have a voice in the future of the company.
I was hired at the age of 60, and to me that's phenomenal.
I was part of a trading company for 10 years, and I've been with Yolk's now as an employee owner, and it's absolutely been a great experience.
It's an awesome company to be with.
Since we became employee-owned in 1990, that family continues to grow.
Woo! Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo. Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to SyncMyGame.com from Learfield IMG College.
SyncMyGame.com?
SyncMyGame.com.
Spokane International Airport is the proud sponsor of Eastern Washington University Athletics. The airport connects Eastern fans and alums to 19 nonstop destinations provided by six major airlines. Nonstop service is available to Boise, Chicago, Dallas, Denver, Everett, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, Minneapolis, Oakland, Phoenix, Portland, Sacramento, Salt Lake City, San Diego, San Francisco, San Jose, and Seattle, and starting next summer, Houston and Atlanta. For real-time flight arrival and departure information, go to www.spokaneairports.net.
All right, welcome back. 24 Taps, downtown Spokane. Eagle Basketball Coaches Show here. We will be back on Monday night next week. And we're kind of going back and forth because the Eagles will play on some Mondays coming up here. So we'll be back here Monday night next week. But then the Eagles play on Monday the 27th. And so we'll be here on Tuesday the 28th for that. And then there will be no show on the first week of February because the Eagles are traveling between Flagstaff and Missoula, basically. So we'll have no show that week. Head coach Shante Leggins joins us now. After the loss to Montana on Thursday, that was an eye-opener for everybody, I think, wasn't it? I mean, you guys didn't expect Montana to come in and do what they did.
No, not at all. We expected to play much better, have much more effort. Not effort, but play with a little bit more toughness. And that game, they came out and they played well. Had a lot to do with, you know, me tweaking with our routine and us not getting ready. I think, you know, wearing our black uniforms and doing all that and having some extra incentives for the game, I think put our guys in a different mind frame. They came out a little bit tight. I feel like I knew they would, but it was a different kind of tight. I think they didn't want to go out and get the game, and we got to do a better job as coaches as preparing them, and we have a really good staff here, and I know they will. But on the flip side, we got to do a much better job of having those guys revved up and understanding the game is just, it's like I told them after the game, it's not a three-game loss. It's just one loss. But at the same time, it wouldn't have been a three-game win either. And I think we took that game, you know, and said, you know what, we put so much into it. We just lost, you know, we lost to them two times in the tournament. They took us out of this, they did that. And we went in there, and I think our guys just got a little bit, just a little bit overwhelmed with a little bit of the stuff that was going on. But I think we'll bounce back very strong, and we had a good couple of days of practice here. We watched the full game as a team and as a staff, and we went over every play, everything that happened. It's going to hurt. It hurts when you lose a game like that, especially when you have a crowd like you had and the great fans and students came out and enjoyed the game. But we didn't give them the effort and the grit that, you know, they're used to seeing. And we'll bounce back. We'll be really good the next couple of games, and you got to take it game by game, and this Idaho team's really good, so it puts us back against the wall, and you're trying to play for a conference championship, and you can't lose at home. And so now we got to figure out how we go get some of those games back.
I have somebody ask me not long ago. I think the replay of the Montana game, I think, was on TV, something like that. And they said, are you watching this? And I said, no, I wasn't. I had seen it live. So how do coaches watch film of a game like that was disappointing?
You got to take away positives and negatives. You know, early in the game when we were playing right, we did a lot of good things. You know, when it got tough, it seemed like we splintered a little bit, which is not one of our, which is one of our strengths. We usually stick together, and you know, our guys are trying to make, you know, and they were so tight. They were trying to make the home run play. They were trying to make the best play possible, and try to make the highlight play, and we just got caught with that. And then Montana had a great game. They played good, and you got to give them credit. So you got to see, you know, the things, the little extra stuff, the extra chippy, the little talks afterwards. You know, you got to be able to find those on film and show them to your guys and show them, you know, this is what was happening during the game. You know, a lot of the chippy stuff after the whistle and a lot of things that went down. You got to figure out a way to motivate those guys. You know, when we get back to that game, we're just going to put the score up, and that's what we're going to play the whole week until we play them. And so, you know, we got to go game by game. But that was a tough one to lose, especially the way we lost. And just, you know, we just got to play better. And as a staff, we got to do better. And, you know, we take that as a staff on us, and we got to make sure the guys are ready next time out.
College basketball season is a long season. Practices start in September. Season continues through March. It's a grueling ride. You're not going to play at the top of the game the top of your game the whole year. There's going to be ebbs and flows, peaks and valleys, et cetera. But since the Omaha game, if you guys played as well, starting at the Gonzaga game to now, that you as you were from, let's say, the Belmont game to the Omaha game?
I don't think we've played a good game in league, to be honest. I think we've played okay. You know, going out on the road, I thought we played a good about 30 minutes, 28 minutes against Weber, and then, you know, we kind of fluttered towards the end, missing free throws, having a couple turnovers, but those are learning pains, or you did it while winning. Then you go to Idaho State, you miss, you know, 12 to 13 free throws, miss 8 to 9 layups, and you lose that game by 6, and you didn't play well. There's some things you could have done better. You get back, you play Portland State, you play okay, but, you know, you could still play better. You know you can. The offense, you know, we're not making any shots, but our defense was good that game. I thought we did a great job defensively, and then we come back and we play Montana, and we get rocked. And so you gotta be prepared every game, and it's something that, you know, for us, you know, we're usually the guys hunting everybody and saying we got to go get this team. They were picked here, and you know, we were actually picked to win the league this year, so we got to make sure that every team that we play is going to come out, and they all know that. I mean, it's conference rankings. Everyone sees it. I mean, they're human. They open up magazines. They read about it. They read the newspaper clippings. They listen to the radio shows. They do everything, and they knew we were picked to win and this league, and they came out and played. And you know, you going against a team like Montana, who's won it the last 2 years and won league the last 2 years, and they're like, well, why don't we pick this year? You know, why is Eastern? What's so good about Eastern? And so they came out and they dominated us just like that, and they had that chip on their shoulder. And our guys, I think, understand, you know, how important it is to come out and play with crazy, crazy energy, crazy effort. And when we get that, and we play well, and we shoot the ball well, and we defend like we should, we'll be a really good ball club, and we are a really good team. I'm not, you know, like you said, I'm not, you know, it's a loss. You want to win every one, obviously, but it's a loss you could teach from. It's a loss you could learn from. As coaches, as players, and you just got to keep moving forward. We've been in this position before. There's nothing new for our team, nothing new for the guys who are returning. We'll be okay. We have some veteran leaders in that locker room, and like I said, the coaching staff and the assistant coaches do such a good job with getting the guys prepared, and we just got to get back to the basics and go out there and play some good basketball and just get better each game. And that's what I think we got away from, is we wanted to get better each game in the preseason. That was our goal, and then as soon as the league started, we just, let's just go 20-0. Let's just try to do this, and we didn't go game by game. We got to get better every game, and as coaches, we can't forget that, and we got to make sure we instill that to our players too.
3 out of 4 teams in conference have shot 50% on you. So are you playing defensively like you were earlier in the year?
Not at all. We've got to get out of the what we were trying to do in the preseason, where we're trying to, sometimes when you're playing against some of those bigger teams, you got to do things that you normally wouldn't do. You know, you got to get away from certain base defenses that you have. You got to do some certain stuff that, you know, that's going to really help us, you know, stay in that game or really give the other team problems. And these, in the Big Sky games, and what we've learned last year, is we got to come out and be ourselves, and we got to come out and play our basketball. And so we'll get back to the basics. We'll do some things that are really good for us and make sure our basketball players are in the good positions and to make the right plays. We just got to make sure that, you know, when we're out there doing it, that we understand we're all on the same page, and defensively we're playing much better. I mean, giving up 50%, letting teams shoot 40 from three is not a way to win games. And we'll be better again, you know, and there's been some times where we just got to be smart. We got to make the right decisions. But defensively is where it all starts, and we'll get back to that.
Had Montana played a better game all year than they played against you guys?
No.
Out of the games you saw?
No, it was the best game they played. Again, we've had two teams now that I could say honestly, I think that was the best game. I watch all the games that they've played, and you know, Idaho State and them, they played those are the two best games they've had all season. Now I didn't really watch that game last night against Portland State, where it looked like they played really well. Montana, they might be hitting a good streak early, but you know that I didn't watch that game. But I know against us, when I watched all the previous games, that was their best game they played. And you got to give them a lot of credit, their coaching staff credit, and their players. They came out and executed a great game plan, and they executed, you know, they made shots, and they played a great game.
All right, so the Montana trip is split up, and we'll talk to Coach Shuler about this in a little bit, but that's not and I think probably Idaho and Eastern are the only teams that have to play that Montana trip split, so that's not advantageous. Makes it a tough deal when you've got to go from Moscow to Bozeman instead of just going from Missoula to Bozeman.
With having all these smart people, you know, doing all the scheduling, it doesn't make too much sense. I mean, we could have played Montana and Montana State Thursday, Saturday, and just called it, you know, a trip. Instead, we go out to Idaho, and it's not great for the student athletes. It's not great for anybody or the traveling. We go out and play Idaho on the road on Thursday. Then we got to come back home, get home like around maybe midnight, get back in bed, get up the next morning, get on a bus and drive 6 to 7 hours. It just doesn't make too much sense. But at the same time, it's the schedule you're given, so you got to win some games. And so, you know, I've been talking about toughness. This is a great time to go out there and be tough and handle your business. I know these are college kids, so they'll bounce back and they'll be fine. I mean, it's not too much, but it's just the logistics of things doesn't make too much sense. But, you know, you got to take what you're given, and you just got to go play games. And luckily, we don't have to do that in March. We're doing it now, and we'll be ready to go. Our guys are tough. They're smart, and they have great character. So we'll go out and play hard Thursday, get on a bus the next day, probably with no practice, and go out and play Montana State, a good ball club that's been playing pretty well at home and challenging everybody in the league and had a great preseason. So we just got to make sure we're prepared. And, you know, this is where you know, you find out what kind of team you have early, and especially in league. League basketball is hard. As you're watching the Pac-12 games and you're seeing teams, you know, who are ranked in the top 25 lose by 40 and 30, and, you know, on against teams that, you know, they should be beating. It's just league play is tough, and you just got to make sure you're prepared and ready to go no matter what, no matter what the travel is, no matter when it is, however it goes. You just got to make sure you're ready to go. And I think our guys always will be because, again, like I've said 1,000 times, we have a great, you know, we have some great assistant coaches to get these guys ready.
So how will you do that on that trip to Bozeman? Will you leave early in the morning and try to get there late in the afternoon and have a practice? Do you practice here and then maybe get on the bus at noon or thereabouts and go over? How are you doing it?
Well, we're probably going to come back that after the Idaho game and get a good night's sleep, and then probably get on the bus around 9:30, 10, and head out to Montana State. And just depending on that, the weather, you know, they said the weather's not going to be great, so you don't know how long that trip's going to be. And then, you know, we'll watch some individual stuff against, you know, from the night before on the bus, and then maybe, you know, during the 6-hour trip, we start showing them some Montana State stuff. And luckily, we have a pretty smart basketball club that they'll be able to, you know, get some of that. But they also have some homework and schoolwork they'll probably be worrying about too. So it's going to be very interesting. It's the first time we've done something like this, and so. But we're going to leave right around 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock that next morning, and so we're not going to practice here. We're hoping, and we're going to gauge with the guys, see if they're tired, and we'll you know, it's pretty much going to be something that the players decide to do. And then, you know, thank goodness, Montana State gave us a 2 o'clock game, so that'll be fun too.
Yeah, and let's hope it's a 6 or 7 hour bus trip for you and not 8 or 9 or 10, which
exactly.
It could be going over 3 mountain passes. All right, let's talk about the Vandals Thursday in Moscow. This is a team that's lost their 3 games by 6 points. They didn't have Jack Wilson, a 7-foot center, in their lineup in the non-conference season. He was still awaiting eligibility. He's eligible now. He is slowly but surely working his way into their lineup, and he is playing better, it seems like, every week. But he gives them a legitimate low post option at 7 feet tall. He's difficult.
Yeah, they're a very good team. I think they have Trayvon Allen, who's a really good ball player. They got guys that can make shots around them. And then you got 2 good post players that, you know, we're going to have to really do a good job and defend. And you know, what we've been doing a lot is fouling. So we got to make sure we keep them off the free throw line, and we got to play our game, make them defend us. We got to do a good job of making sure we don't give low post touches, and we got to stop, you know, Trayvon Allen, because he's a really, really good player. He gets to the basket. He can shoot a mid-range pull-up. He's a 3-point shooter. You know, we recruited him pretty tough here. And so, you know, we know a lot about him, and he's good. He's one of the better guards in the league. And then with Jack coming on, even with Scott Blankley, who was there, I mean, they have some of the more formidable post players that you got to deal with. And they can score the ball on the block. They do a good job of sealing, and then they're very tough, and they're well-coached. And so you got to make sure you go out there and you play your best game. You can't go out there and try to get it late and start playing. I mean, they were up 6-7 points with, you know, with a couple minutes to go against Montana State, you know, and they Montana State made a couple shots, and you know, Idaho missed a couple free throws, and now it's a different game, and Montana State wins. But every game's been close, and they're getting there, and they just keep getting better and better and better. And, you know, those are one of those teams you just don't want to play, because they're a good ball club, and, you know, the record does not indicate the kind of team they are. And so when you're going up against a team like that, you got to get your guys mentally focused. But, you know, the way we played our last game, I think the guys will be focused, and it's going to be a great ball game, because it will be 2 good teams playing on Thursday night. It's going to be a lot of fun to watch.
That is a situation where they've, you know, when they play their whole non-conference schedule without one of their key players, and they had some other guys that were out too because of injuries, but everybody sees Idaho, they see the record, so forth, so on. They're not expecting what you're probably going to be getting on Saturday, on Thursday night. So, you know, this is a perception, I guess, is what I'm trying to say for the year isn't necessarily what you're seeing today.
No, not at all. This is a good team, you know. They could easily be 3-1, you know. It's very simple. Easily. I mean, they make a couple shots here. They get a defensive stance against Idaho State. They come back. They don't foul against Montana State and put the guy on the line from 90 feet away. You know, there's a lot of things that can happen. They could easily be 3-1 and be you know, leading the league or being, you know, being tied for first place with at least in the loss column. And so it's a game you can't look over. It's a game you got to go in. It's our rival. We got to go in and fight. Well, I don't think you could tell me. I don't know the last time we won in Idaho, at least since I've been coaching. And so we got to make sure we do well and go out there and play our butts off and defend and play really, really hard and make sure we're doing the things we're supposed to do and rebound and just like I said, back to the basics with this basketball club. We have to be the tougher team.
Well, and they beat you last year, and that was one of their five wins. They beat you in Moscow last year.
Thanks for the reminder. I appreciate that, you know. But at the same time, they did, and they beat us soundly. They were up 20 points, and, you know, they're up 20 points, and that team that you guys saw went to the league championship game in the Big Sky tournament. So, you know, that they, again, like I tell you, college basketball is fun. That's why everybody likes watching it. That's why it's one of the most viewed, you know, sporting things. When you get out there, anybody can win in college basketball, and it makes it a lot of fun. And you just got to be out there, and you got to be mentally sharp. You got to be mentally, you know, tough physically, and you just got to go out there and do well. And that game is going to be a lot of fun because it's a great rivalry. It's something that, you know, our guys look forward to because it's Idaho, and they know a lot of these players. And AAU ball, and just we recruit some of the same players sometimes, and it just makes it for a fun time. And you know some of the people who work on their campus, and they're pretty close.
Then Montana State on Saturday, and obviously you're focused on Idaho at this point in time, but you know some of the personnel, at least for Montana State. Harold Frey, primarily, he's one of the best guards in the conference.
Yeah, he's 1A or 1B. I mean, it's pretty simple. He's really good. So as a senior guard in this league, he's been around. He knows exactly what to do. He's very savvy. He makes that team go. And if without him, they're still good, but they're not as good as they are. And they've beaten some very good teams. And he's had some amazing games. When you look at his numbers, him and Boo Boo Woods are pretty much up there as, you know, 1A, 1B as guards in our league. And so you get an opportunity to go against a kid like that and put your defense and try to figure out how to stop him is going to be a lot of fun. That's Bobby Suarez, a scout, so he's better have some stuff ready to go. That's why I brought him. So you can talk a little bit more about Harold Frey and those guys. But they're a good team. New coach, new style of play. They play a little slower on offense than you've seen them in the past. And I think that's been a thing of the league. A lot of the teams have done that. But, you know, you got to adjust and you got to be ready to go.
All right, and then, you know, this is their only game of the week, so they're going to be sitting there waiting for you guys to you know, make that long bus ride on Friday for the game Saturday.
Yeah, you know, they're going to get ready, but at the end of the day, you lace them up, you go hoop. These are young kids. I think our team's going to get much better, like I said, throughout this whole year. I like our ball club. I think going against teams like that, and I think, you know, less preparation. Sometimes it's just one of those deals, you know. When coaches think that this didn't happen right, this didn't happen, we only got there an hour and 10 minutes before, and is this guy ready to go? That's when you play your best games. And so, you know, I think when there's some things out there and you can't really, you know, handle the situation, you can't control the variables, you just go out there and play. And I think sometimes the guys do much better at that, and we got to figure out how to just do that. And so, you know, that's going to be a tough trip. Obviously, no one wants to be on the bus for 6.5 hours, but at the same time, they get to stop at Qdoba and Five Guys and eat a lot of good food on the trip up there. I can't eat any food, but it's going to be fun for them. And it's bonding. It's a lot of fun. They play cards. They watch movies. They all got their phones. They'll be all right. It's just, you know, you just get probably a little bit more extra sleep on the bus. It might be a little cramped for some of the tall guys, but the guards will be okay. You just got to make sure the big guys are grouchy in the right way, you know. And so they go out there and rebound the ball, and they want to get back on that bus and get back home to a nice, long, tall bed.
All right, very good. Coach, thanks for the time. We appreciate it. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you, and go Eags.
That's head coach Shante Leggins. We will have more. Assistant coach Bobby Suarez joins us in just a moment. Later on, head women's coach Wendy Schuler here on the Eagle Basketball Coaches Show, live at 24 Taps in downtown Spokane on the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Hey, Eagle fans, we hope you're enjoying the game today. The Cheney Light Department has been a proud sponsor of the Eastern Eagles for many years. The Cheney Light Department has been your hometown expert on energy conservation and services since 1931. They offer a variety of rebates for your conservation projects and will assist you with energy savings. So when you're planning that next remodel or new building, be sure to call the Cheney Light Department at 498-9230 before you begin so they can help you in planning for energy savings. Go Eagles!
I'm Freddie Rico, and I'm a multi-care patient. You know, being an athlete for many years, and then for the past 21 years, I've been a basketball coach. A lot of time on my feet. About 4 years ago, the hip really started hurting. It finally got to a point where my happiness was being compromised. To have that relief, that was a big joy for me. From the nursing staff to the anesthesiologist, all the way through, everybody was awesome.
MultiCare, official medical provider for EWU Athletics. MultiCare, here for you.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Okay, champ, rise and shine. Mountain Dew Kickstart is sounding the alarm. And last time we checked, no one woke up thinking, seize the snooze button. When it's time to get up, you don't just crawl out of bed, you rise. Because today, you're waking up with an attitude thanks to Mountain Dew Kickstart. It's a refreshing blend of juice, caffeine, and dew built to boost every pursuit with 9 incredible flavors like orange citrus, black cherry, and pineapple orange mango. Mountain Dew Kickstart. Kickstart your day.
Eagle Athletics is growing. Last year was a record year for the Eagle Athletic Fund, and you can help advance the standard by making a gift to the EAF. The EAF provides scholarship support to more than 300 student-athletes participating in 14 sports. There's no better way to show your Eagle pride than to join the EAF. Membership offers great benefits, including priority in ordering tickets and tailgate passes, invitations to exclusive events, hospitality room access, and VIP parking. Make your gift online at goeagles.com or call 509-359-6208.
At Numerica, we think it's time we had the money talk.
The younger you start saving for the future, the better, even if it's just a few dollars a month. It really does all add up.
One of the best saving strategies anyone can make is to pay yourself first, every month with an automatic savings plan. That way, it's in your account and off your mind.
For more tips and tricks, visit numericacu.com or drop by one of our branches to talk with a friendly money expert. Federally insured by NCUA.
Eagle Basketball Coaches Show. We're live at 24 Taps in downtown Spokane. Back again on Monday after the road trip. Eastern at University of Idaho Thursday night, right around 7:30, 7:45 or so for the game time on that one. And then on Monday, or on Saturday rather, we'll be at Montana State. 3 o'clock Pacific time tip for that, 2:30 for the pregame show, 4 o'clock Mountain time for that ball game. And then back here again on Monday to talk about it at a home games for the Eagles on Saturday and Monday of the following week. Assistant coach Bobby Suarez for the Eagle men joins us now. So you've got the Montana State scout, and so let's talk a little bit about them since that's what's primary on your mind. And start with Harold Frey because he's a guy that we know well, fourth-year player. He started all 4 years and has been a great player in this conference.
Yeah, I think he was the freshman of the year, his freshman year, and he's, you know, right now he's averaging 17 points a game. He's one of the top leaders in assists. He shoots a great percentage, and I don't think he really got to showcase everything he could do when he was there with Tyler Hall, and this year he's got a new coach, and basically everything runs through him. And they're playing a lot slower, a little different pace than what they did with the old coach, but he's still showcasing his skills, and he's a really great player.
They don't have a whole lot of guys back from last year. Devin Kirby has been hurt. Don't know whether you'll see him on Saturday. My guess is you might, but I don't know that for a fact. Zeke Quinlan has played a little bit. Layden Ricketts has played a little bit for him this year. But they have a lot of new guys that are playing for him.
Yeah, Coach Sprinkle and his staff did a good job of recruiting JUCO and bringing new guys in from everywhere. They got a guy sitting out that we played last year, Xavier Bishop, that'll be good in the league. Basically, the guys Ricketts, like you said, Harold Frey, Kirby, and Kirby's been hurt with his knee. They got a good JUCO guy in Jabril Vella, who's a really good big man from London. He's a freshman or a sophomore.
Coach Leggins has given Coach Suarez a hard time.
And so they did a good team of assembling a team together, and they're playing really well together.
They've got some athleticism, too. They've got Aminu, I think is the name of the young man, and he's got a little bounce to him.
Yeah, he does. He's a big-time athlete. He's a lefty. He really gets downhill. I guess the disadvantage with him is he doesn't shoot it that well. So I'm sure, hopefully, he doesn't shoot it well versus us like everyone else.
What stands out to you about this team? What do you think? What do they do best?
Defend. I think what they do is defend. Their new coach is big on defense. He wants to make every point in possession tough. They're going to pack it in. They're going to really let you shoot contested threes, maybe not even contested threes. If he doesn't think you can shoot, he's going to put your guy in the lane. So it's going to be a tough game. They don't want to give you any transition, so they're not going to crash the offensive glass. It's going to be like they're going to try to make it a half-court, slow, grinded-out game.
How tough is it to prepare for this team when you don't know whether you're going to get Kirby or not, and he is a big part of this team at 6'11"?
Yeah, I think it'll be the same. The new big guy they have took a little bit of his minutes and stuff, and I think Kirby, really, what makes Kirby so good is Harold Frey, and our biggest thing should be Harold Frey. Harold Frey is the one that gets him all his points.
Just talking for a moment or two about the University of Idaho, I know it's not your scout, but it's going to be good to be able to go there and try to avenge what happened last year there,
yes,
right?
Yes, absolutely. That was a tough game last year. It's still stuck in our mouth. We have a dirty taste about it, and obviously you have a dirty taste about this Montana game, and, you know, we want to say that we're the best team in the league, and, you know, we need to show it on the road. Road games are tough, and this will be a good way to showcase it.
Has it been hard because you guys played on Thursday and the game didn't go the way you wanted it to go, and so you don't play again for a week, and so it's been a lot of time just sitting on this loss?
No, I think it's been good for us. We're getting back to the basics. We had a good film session with the team. Shante does a really good job of getting a feel and the vibe of the team, and I think we had a really good couple of days of practice and just cleaned some stuff up that maybe we just took our minds off because we were playing so good offensively and defensively earlier that we can just, like I said, get back to the basics.
As I said to Coach Leggins, it's a long season. I mean, you guys have already been going at it for, better than 3 months now, almost 3.5 probably at this point in time. So you're not going to play at your peak level all year.
No, definitely not. And, you know, hopefully we hit that stride coming up. And I think, you know, we still need to get our younger guys into the mix, like Kassan, Jake Gross, Tyler Robertson, and they're still trying to figure out how to play. Because, I mean, we have a really good team. We have three of the top 12 scorers. We have the top assist man in the league. So, I mean, it is tough for them to kind of figure out their flow and feel for the game when they don't want to step on anyone's toes and make mistakes. So once we get them fully into the system and figure out what their roles are, I think you'll see a really good team.
Well, and you've got to watch those true freshmen, too, because this is a way longer season than what those guys are used to with high school
play.
Yeah,
they have no idea right now. I'm sure their legs are tired.
All right, so you're a Floridian, and here we have all this snow. Are you starting to adjust a little bit?
Yeah, I don't mind it. I think I like it better than rain for some reason.
So, you know, is it still new to you? Is that why you're liking it a little bit? And it's not the first year trying to adjust, but you've been up here for – this is your third year up here, so you're used to it a little bit more, but you're still not to the point where you've been here for 58 years and you're tired of it.
Definitely. It's maybe because it's new and maybe because I haven't been around the beach in December like I would be in Florida right now. So I'm just getting used to that, but it is nice. It's nice to have all four seasons. It's a lot different than what I'm used to, but I do enjoy it.
How big is this weekend for the Eagles?
2-0. That's, you know, really start 1-0, but it'd be nice to be 2-0 and be in the upper echelon of the league and just kind of put a little statement out there that maybe we just had two bad games and, you know, reopen the eyes of everyone in the league.
Because we don't want to look too far in the future, but the next homestand is Southern Utah and Northern Colorado, and those are the two teams with Montana who only have one loss at this point. So you've got some big games ahead.
Yeah, two tough teams right there, and they're tough-nosed teams, and I guess that's kind of the knock on us in the league is that, you know, we're not tough, we're finesse, we like to score, and I think that'll be good for us to prove that that's not true.
Coach, thanks for the time as always. We appreciate you coming in here. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
That's Bobby Suarez, Eastern Men's Basketball Assistant Coach. When we come back, we'll hear about the women as they get ready to play Idaho on Thursday night and then Montana State at home on Saturday. A conversation that I had earlier today, a tape conversation with women's coach Wendy Shuler, is next here on the Eagle Basketball Coaches Show. We are at 24 Taps in downtown Spokane on the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
I could have chose to stay with Ford Corporate in Detroit or enjoy the easy life of my first dealership in Grangeville, Idaho. I chose here, not just Spokane or the Valley, but the surrounding beauty of the Palouse and Rockford, the honor of Fairchild, the strength of Freeman, the celebrations in Cheney, the harvest of Spangle. Ford buyers of Eastern Washington are different. They get who they are, what they want to do, and where they are going. They're about community, honor, hard work, and giving back. Spokane is the center of these strong roots. I chose here. And our people are as true as they are tough. They are built Ford tough. Whether you're a lifelong Ford owner or curious about joining the rest of us, we want to welcome you to the family, the Gus Johnson Ford family, home of built Ford tough people.
Oh, that was awesome.
Maybe we could talk about something beside Northern Quest for a change.
All right.
That weekend at the lake was nice.
Yeah, that boat was really floating up on top of that water.
I think that was because of physics.
Oh, I can't do this.
Serious about gaming? Northern Quest pays out more than 80 jackpots per day. Visit northernquest.com for details.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark and the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Spokane International Airport is a proud sponsor of Eastern Washington University Athletics. The airport connects Eastern fans and alums to major centers throughout the West with 60 daily departures provided by six major airlines. For real-time flight arrival and departure information, go to www.spokaneairports.net. The Spokane International Airport provides complimentary Wi-Fi internet, plus 10 food outlets and 7 retail stores. Parking options range from a wait-free cell phone lot and hourly parking for short visits to numerous surface lots and covered garage parking for longer stays.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Welcome back. Eagle Basketball Coaches Show. We're at 24 Taps this evening. Head Coach Wendy Shuler from the women's team joining us by phone. She is doing some recruiting today, getting ready for the ball game on Thursday at the University of Idaho as well. Coach, thanks for joining us here again tonight. But let's start first with what happened last week. Your game at Montana. First quarter was, you guys were ahead near the end, only trailing by two at the end of the first quarter. Got away from you a little bit after that. What happened?
You know, Montana deserves a ton of credit. They really, really shot the ball well. You know, we're playing quite a bit of zone just because we're down some personnel and trying to stay out of foul trouble and those types of things. And Montana came out, and kids that aren't even necessarily three-point shooters were knocking things down. They just, you know, they really, really shot it well and made it tough for us.
You guys did get, offensively in the first quarter play especially, you guys were rolling.
Yeah, you know, I thought first half offensively we put up, you know, the kind of numbers that we needed to put up and did a nice job and just didn't sustain it very well in the second half. We got in a little foul trouble and You know, I think that when you're not very deep right off the bat, and then you get in some foul trouble and you have some weird lineups and some things like that, I think that just affected us.
You talked about, you know, the depth challenges you're facing right now with having some players out. Is this something that's going to go on for a while, or are you getting a little bit more healthy this week?
I'm hoping we're getting a little bit more healthy, but I'm afraid to go to practice every day because every day is something new, literally.
Jenna Dick in that ball game had a fantastic game, and Grace Kircher also played very well for you.
They did. I think, Jenna had to play 40 minutes at the point for us, and as a freshman who wasn't even a natural point guard in high school, she really stepped up, and I thought she played very well, shot it well, but led our team and really grew up a lot, I think, in that game. And then every day, you know, you can see Grace just getting a little bit closer to being, the old Grace that we had last year, at the end of last year. She's still just coming back and rehabbing that knee and trying to get stronger every day. But you can kind of see her confidence really starting to come back. So those are positives for sure.
And it was good to see Kennedy Dickey back on the floor on Thursday after she missed some games.
Yeah, you know, Kennedy was asked, what we asked her to do the other day was tough because, you know, she's been out with mono and literally had practiced like, one full practice back and then had to play, 30 plus minutes. And so that was a tough task, for her. And she didn't play as well as we know that Kennedy can play. But I think as she gets her legs and her lungs back, hopefully we can get her back to playing the way she was in early December.
And it's not easy when you miss 3-4 weeks, 2 weeks, whatever it is. I mean, you just don't usually just – it's not like, climbing on a bicycle there.
No, not at all. Not at all, especially when you're, trying to get up and down and, you need your legs to be able to shoot the ball and to be able to defend and do all the things that we ask you to do. And so for her, and when you have something, like she did, there's not a whole lot of conditioning that's taking place, while you're trying to rest and get better.
All right, so we talked last week a little bit about the schedule, and the schedule isn't a friend of Eastern in January. It probably is a friend in February, but it's not in January. You had two home games to start conference play in December, but this month you're on the road for the whole month with the exception of a game on Saturday. So it's difficult when you have to play 3 out of 4 weeks on the road.
It is tough. It is tough when you're young and when you're not very deep, in the moment, it's hard, but we're showing up and working hard every day. And I think we're, like I said, we're seeing kids grow before our eyes. And so, all we're trying to, keep our eyes on is the prize. And if we can kind of get through this little rough patch right now, then, I think when we get into February and early March, we'll be a lot better for it.
All right, Idaho first up for you this week on Thursday. They're a tough team. They've been a tough team for some time, and they went on the road last week to Bozeman and beat Montana State, the presumed favorites in the Big Sky.
Yes, Idaho's playing really, really good basketball. They've, I think starting beginning of December, all their new parts kind of clicked with their old ones, and they're playing really, really well together. They're staying healthy. They're very balanced in terms of a lot of different kind of weapons. So we know they're a really good basketball team.
Last year they had Michaela Ferenz and Taylor Pierce, two of the best 3-point shooters the Big Sky has ever seen. So one would think they've taken a step back from the 3-point line, but have they?
I would say that they probably aren't the same in terms of how much they want to shoot the three. They still, will let it fly, but I think they bounce it a lot better. They have a little bit more of the ability to score on the interior. They still have, a couple kids that are really, really good 3-point shooters, but I almost feel like they're a little bit more balanced offensively this year because of, not focusing so much on that.
Is this a big team, coach? Is it an athletic team? What are you going to see from them on Thursday?
They have some nice length inside, and then they've got a couple of kids that are bouncy and athletic, and then they've got a little bit of toughness to them as well. You know, they've got a few kids that'll bang. Like I said, they're really balanced, and they have a lot of different weapons.
Defensively, will they turn up the pressure? How do they play?
You know, they play smart. They're a team that's always kind of played to the scout, and so they understand personnel and who you should guard and who you shouldn't, and what people's tendencies are. So they're not really a big-time pressure team. They really kind of play more of a, I would say, more of a smart kind of a defensive philosophy.
All right, so I'll focus on Idaho on Thursday, but you do have the lone home game for the month of January, and we do mean that, the lone home game in the month of January coming up on Saturday when you host Montana State.
Yeah, another team that they're really, really good. They're probably the most experienced team back in the league this year, and playing great basketball. I know that they probably aren't real happy about the Idaho game last week, and you know they turned around and won at Portland State, they've got some really nice post play. They've got a lot of seniors. They've got some athleticism at their guard spots, and they will pressure a little bit more defensively, and they have the ability to score a lot of points.
This year, both the men and the women have the Montana road games split. That's not necessarily a good thing for Eastern. You had to go to Montana last week. You get Montana State at home this week, but later on you'll have to go to Bozeman, and that'll probably be on the same week as the Idaho home game.
Yeah, it's awful, to be honest with you. I hate putting our kids' just health and safety in jeopardy, to be honest with you. You know, we just drove over two mountain passes to get to Montana and, you know, went through a snowstorm each way, and I'm feeling for our guys going to do it this weekend, but to have to go make kids do it twice is really tough. And you know, the Big Sky I've always said it's a road warrior conference where you've got some tough places to go play and some hard trips. And to split this up like it's been done the last 2 years for us, I think is just I'm not a big fan of it at all, as you can tell.
Yeah, it's tough.
I don't think it's right. In terms of cost saving and all of those types of things, it costs us a lot more money to have to go make the trip twice as well. So, it's a bonehead move that I wish would have not been a 2 years in a row thing for sure.
All right, so Thursday night, doubleheader with men and women's basketball together, and I think that we talked about this last year, and you like the doubleheaders, right?
Oh, I think it's great. I think it's really nice for our fans. Hopefully, the weather holds up a little bit, and we can have a nice caravan of Eagle fans headed down to Moscow to watch both of us play. I love the fact to be able to get to go watch the guys play a little bit. I think it's good for everybody, on both sides all around.
Coach, thanks again for the time. Good luck this week, Thursday at Idaho, Saturday at home against Montana State. We appreciate it, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you very much. It was good to talk to you. Appreciate it.
Women's head coach Wendy Schuler, they play Thursday prior to the men's game. It starts at 5:30, and then on Saturday at home against Montana State, 2 o'clock game time for that one. Get your tickets in advance. GoEags.com. Click on the tickets link. Only chance to see the women at home in the month of January. That's nuts. Now, they played, December 28th and December 30th at home, and they'll play February 1st and February 3rd at home. So, you get your home stands on either side of January, but still within the 31 days of the month, Eastern plays one home game in the month of January. Tough schedule for the ladies, but it'll turn around hopefully in the second half for them there. All right, that's going to, thanks to Coach Schuler, that'll do it for this segment. Back to wrap it up from 24 Taps on the Eagle Basketball Coaches Show after this timeout here on the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
Hundo P. Hundo P. Adjective. Short for being 100% sure or certain, as in, if we get a puppy, I'll hundo pee always walk it.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
We are motivated. We are dedicated. We are stepping up. We have passion flowing through our veins. We are vital. Inland Northwest Blood Center has joined forces with 127 donation centers across the nation to form Vitalant. By joining forces, we can help more people realize their life-saving potential and make every drop of blood count more. Learn why your donation is so vital at Vitalant.org.
Right now, I'm holding a perfectly ice-cold Coors Light. You know how I know it's the perfect temperature? Because the mountain on the can is blue. And also, it's really cold. Every Coors Light is cold-filtered, cold-lagered, and cold-packaged. Notice how many times I said cold? 3 times. It's that cold. So make sure the mountain on your can of Coors Light is blue. Because that means it's ready to enjoy. 2019 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Washington Trust Bank asks, what's your awesome?
What's my awesome? Well, this week I started training for a mini triathlon in Hawaii. Awesome! I did a food truck crawl and saw a crazy good bluegrass band. Oh, and I got engaged. Probably should have started with that. Love you, sweetie. That's gonna cost me.
Everyone has an awesome. And whatever yours is, Washington Trust Bank can help you get there. Stop by and see a personal banker today. Learn more at watrust.com/awesome. Washington Trust Bank, member FDIC.
A ranger station.
I'd like to report a bear hug.
Okay.
I put out my campfire and Smokey Bear hugged me.
So you drowned the fire, you stirred it, drowned it again, and felt that it was cold?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but he's just letting you know you did good.
Bear hug from Smokey Bear. Status update.
I'm gonna let you go now. There are many ways to start a fire, but one sure way to put it out. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service Ad Council and your state forester.
Okay, champ, rise and shine. Mountain Dew Kickstart is sounding the alarm. And last time we checked, no one woke up thinking, seize the snooze button. When it's time to get up, you don't just crawl out of bed, you rise. Because today, you're waking up with an attitude thanks to Mountain Dew Kickstart. It's a refreshing blend of juice, caffeine, and dew built to boost every pursuit with 9 incredible flavors like orange citrus, black cherry, and pineapple orange mango. Mountain Dew Kickstart. Kickstart your day.
All right, welcome back. 24 Taps, downtown Spokane, the site of the Eagle Men's Basketball Coaches Shows. We will be back here again on Monday with Coach Leggins, Coach Shuler, and special guests. Monday will be the next Eagle Basketball Coaches Show from 6 to 7 here at 24 Taps. And then the Eagles will be at home next weekend, this coming weekend, Eastern on the road. Thursday, it's a men's women's doubleheader down in Moscow at the Kibbe Dome inside the Cowan Spectrum, as the Vandal women will take on the Eastern women. That game starts at 5:30. The men's game will take place 30 minutes after the end of the women's game. We're going to go ahead and go on the air at 7 o'clock. Pre-game show will start then, and then the game will start somewhere probably between 7:30 and 7:45 would be my guess on Thursday night. So doubleheader, you can get 2 games for the price of 1 if you head to Moscow and brave the weather to watch that ball game. And then the Eagles hit the road for Bozeman on Friday morning. And on Saturday, the Eagles play at Montana State. That is a 3 o'clock Pacific time start. And the pregame show will begin at 2:30 right here. Again, when you look at the Big Sky Conference standings on the men's side, you've got Montana on top at 5-1. Then you've got Northern Colorado and Southern Utah, the only teams left that have also only lost 1 game. They're both at 3-1. Eastern at 2-2. Montana State at 3-3. Idaho State's in the mix there, and the Eagles take on Idaho this week on Thursday. Idaho 1-3, but with 3 close losses, and then Montana State, who's 3-3 in conference play. They're the opposition coming up on Saturday. So a big weekend for the Eagle men's and women's basketball teams. Then on Saturday the 25th, Southern Utah will be in town. On Monday the 27th, Northern Colorado will be in town for the Eagle men. You can get tickets for these games. These are going to be 2 huge games. In my preseason conference rankings, I had Northern Colorado 1, Eastern Washington 2, Southern Utah 3, Montana 4, with the possibility of any of those teams you know, being in the actual one spot, any of those teams being in the actual four spot or below. But those were the four teams I had on the top. And so two of them come to town in less than 2 weeks, well, in 2 weeks' time, basically, or in 10 days' time or thereabouts, as the Eagles will host Southern Utah on Saturday the 25th and Northern Colorado on Monday the 27th. And so tickets are available for both those games by going online right now, goeags.com. Click on the tickets link and get your seats for the next home games for the Eagle men, Saturday the 25th and Monday the 27th. The Eagle women, as we said earlier, have just one game at home during the month of January. That is this Saturday as they take on Montana State. 2 o'clock game time on Reese Court inside the special events pavilion there at Eastern. And 2 o'clock for that. Again, tickets available. Go online to goeagues.com. Click on the tickets link. Go support the Eagle women. Montana State, a very good team. This Eagle women's team has been hampered by injuries, as you heard Wendy Schuler say just a little bit ago here on the program. So they need all the help that you can possibly give them coming up on Saturday for that home game against Montana State. Thanks, as always, to our guests here, head coach Shante Leggins for the Eagle men, assistant coach Bobby Suarez for the Eagle men, and women's head coach Wendy Schuler. Thanks, as always, to Steve Pry. Thanks to you for listening. I'm Larry Weir from 24 Taps in downtown Spokane. This has been the Eagle Basketball Coaches Show from Learfield, IMG College.
Live from 24 Taps Burgers and Brews, you've been listening to the EWU Basketball Coaches Show, brought to you by Coors Light, whatever your mountain, climb on. Gus Johnson Ford, Northern Quest Resort and Casino, the place where Eagles fans love to stay and play. Numerica Credit Union, life moves, live well. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of Eastern Athletics. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Eagles Sports Network.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.